1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line here on Free Talk Live. And it's Mark.
And Sean.
And Luther.
That's right. Luther is sitting in with us. And we have callers holding, so be patient. However, our main host, Ian, has managed to go and get himself arrested again. And Luther... Stop. What a surprise. You were there on site watching the shenanigans.
Yes.
And I wanted to, you know, people want to know what's going on. And so, you know, tell us what happened.
Well, I can really only tell you what happened up till the point where they got arrested and weren't taken. And we were told to leave the room.
Okay.
City council meeting started as, you know, I imagine all city council meetings start. This was actually my first one. And there were... maybe 10 Free Staters, 10 people there. About 5 of them had actual containers full of liquid in them.
Mm-hmm. About 5. So there are 5 containers.
Yeah. So half.
And this is about the what they call it, the city council drinking game.
Yes.
And so the game has to do with whenever the city council says something like master plan, everybody drinks.
Yes. Or please rise, or anytime that a vote is unanimous, which there were many.
Somebody drinks.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of these containers were sort of camouflaged to look vaguely like beer, to be suspicious looking. These were not clear containers with, say, water in them that say Poland Springs or Zephyr Hills or something.
And actually,
like that.
Sam's bottle said not a beer.
Right.
So clearly.
But written, but handwritten with a label that says not a beer.
It was a pretty well...
Actually, it was a very nice professionally printed label.
But it's weird, nonetheless, right?
Like,
it's odd behavior.
Yes,
okay.
Certainly.
And that's what basically these guys have gotten arrested for, is odd behavior.
Yeah, being so silly. And you know, nobody on the council seemed to have any problem with this except for the city manager. I don't remember the fellow's name. He's a portly gentleman.
McLean?
Yeah, I guess that's him. He noticed it maybe 5 or 10 minutes into the meeting. So it had been going on, and they had been playing this little game, and it was obviously disrupting nobody.
Right.
And then he pointed it out to the mayor, who immediately stopped the meeting and asked anyone with an alcoholic beverage to leave. And Sam asked, are you speaking to anyone in particular? And he wouldn't answer the question. He just kind of kept repeating himself, you know, anyone with an alcoholic beverage, please leave.
Okay.
Kept going on with it. Finally, there was a little back and forth between the activists and the council. And eventually the mayor just said, okay, I'm telling you now, you have to leave. So there were already police there. They were anticipating this, obviously. They, you know, came up to the activists, asked them what was in their bottles. I believe Heike said, well, this is just water. You know, Ian wouldn't say, I don't think Sam said, and I believe Monica wouldn't say either. So they were placed under arrest and...
For refusing to reveal what is in their bottle.
Right. Ian said, Ian kept saying it's private. Cop would say, no, it's not.
Well, hold on. Where's my Fourth Amendment? Well, let me read this thing real quick. Let me see what it says here. I just want to make sure. Let's see. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. So one would assume, it's my recollection here, that's some of their effects, and that asking you what is in the bottle is unreasonable.
Right.
Well, wouldn't the Fifth Amendment, even if the contents of the bottle were alcoholic, wouldn't that count as giving testimony against yourself?
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise an infamous crime unless upon present indictment or grand jury, except in cases arising of land and naval forces or in the militia, actual war, let's see, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Did they take these items from them?
I believe they did. They were talking about testing them. I heard the cop mention something about he's got a little thing that'll test it.
Any probable cause?
Yeah.
I mean, it says it's not a beer.
No, it was in a brown glass bottle.
I see.
So.
You know that IBC root beer comes in a nice...
Someone actually had an IBC root beer.
Yeah.
It does come in a very nice brown glass bottle.
I'm looking at an A&W here. It is in a brown plastic bottle, which I have seen beers come in brown plastic bottles, too.
Yes. Well, I've seen beers in the foil pouches like the Capri Suns.
There's
actually a microbrewery that puts that out.
That's fun.
Yes.
I'm not aware of that. So tell us what went on with the arrests, and then I'll get to
the
cops.
At that point, they cleared the room. They wouldn't let us in.
The entire room? Everybody's gone?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's gone. Okay. You know, they had their fellows blocking the door, and then they called us back in, and the meeting went on as usual. Just more about the meeting and not the arrest. I'm sure that's what everybody wants to hear about. But just my impression of the city council meeting. This is the first time I've ever gone to any city council meeting, much less the Keene one.
It's boring and dumb?
Yes, and it really, really turns me off to the political process.
Because it's so boring?
And because it's so inefficient, and they just all... It seemed like they just wanted to push the meeting along, and that they just wanted to be unanimous on everything except for one in particular vote that they voted on. Only one of the councilmen was abstained. She didn't even vote against.
Which she just refused to vote.
Yeah, refused to participate at all.
I see.
So it really just seems like they're just trying to push everything along, you know, business as usual, not taking time to think about what their actions might imply.
Well, you know, if it's unanimous, one might say something to the effect that, well, you know, then it must be good legislation. I don't know. I doubt that very seriously.
Yeah, I can't agree with that.
Yeah. So anyway, let's take some calls. You're going to sit in, Luther?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's go to Corby in Texas. Corby,
hey,
are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Gotcha.
I just want to say that, you know, no other occupation is protected from, you know, public arrest and your name being released except for police. You could be a politician, an actor, wealthy, famous, you know, it doesn't matter, and you're booked, you know, and your name's in the paper. But if you're a cop, you're just referring to the officer that shot the dog at the park. I normally just avoid the men in costumes that wear badges because they're pretty sick most of the time, but this just makes me so angry when I hear about a cop shooting a dog like it's just, you know, I mean, at a dog park. I mean,
yeah, let me recap the story real quickly for people that may not have heard yesterday's show. The situation was a police officer off duty took his German Shepherd to a dog park. It was not common for him to go to this particular dog park. His German Shepherd got in, while on a leash, which kind of puts the dog at a disadvantage, gets into a sort of rough playing situation with another dog, a husky named Bear Bear, and at some point, the police officer basically says to the owner of Bear Bear, hey, call your dog off. He's getting too rough, or something like that. And then without enough time to having done anything about it, the police officer draws his gun and shoots Bear Bear. You know, this is bizarre. The police say that the officer has committed no crime, and they refuse to release his name. So it's not their officer, by the way, but this is – cops seem to have across the nation seem to have a penchant for dog shooting, and it's bizarre behavior from what I can tell. But they usually it's because they themselves have been threatened as opposed to their dog at a dog park. I mean, this is –
Right,
this is
quite an overreaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the police are they are reopening that investigation. There was so much public outcry
on
Facebook and all the, you know, they are finally going to reopen it. And hopefully this guy, at the very least, he should not be an officer. What else has this guy done, though, that not been charged with? I mean, he could have, you know, no telling how many other things. You can't get a bad one off the street because they're protected like that. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm just outraged at it. But,
yeah, it is outrageous. It absolutely is. I share your outrage. I shared the
dog's name Bear also. So, you know, it's like it just makes you know, shooting a dog to me, it's just the same as losing a child to somebody that doesn't have any children. You know,
right.
So.
People can definitely feel this one at home. You know what this would be like if you went to a dog park where the expectation is your dog can play with other dogs. And, you know, big dogs can play rough. I see my dog playing and she...
I would expect a police dog to be able to play a little rough as well. I mean, he's got to be able to take down a grown man.
It's not about the police dog. It's about the interpretation of the situation by the police officer.
Yeah.
And that's what's, you know, the most bizarre part of this.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Corby. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line. You listen to Free Talk Live. Have
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. SACL CAI Live at 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. Give us a call. Call in about anything you want to talk about. During the break, we've been keeping up to date on what's going on with Ian, our sort of main host, who went to...
Don't try to fool yourself. You're the main guy, Mark.
No, I'm the reason people listen.
We all know you're the brains behind the show, Mark. At least when I'm not here.
Ignore the man behind the curtain. Or cage, in this case.
Ian went to... well, the city council meeting to participate in the city council drinking game, which was being kicked off this evening, which essentially was some activists were going to, you know, had they set up some rules on, you know, when they were going to drink. Every time they said master plan, every time they had a unanimous vote, you know, everybody would take a swig of whatever beverage it was that they brought. Ian had water in a suspicious looking container. And it frustrated the bureaucrats so badly that they tried to clear they cleared the whole room. And Ian just called in to Pork 411. You can search for it on StartPage. It's a great activist tool up here, and find out what's going on. I know that people from across the country are involved in it, as opposed to just around here. Also, the guy who started it all, Michael Hampton, he'll let you. He'll license it to you for your area if you want to use it. So anyway, that's Pork 411. You can search it at startpage.com. Ian called in and said something to the effect that he was being charged with disorderly conduct for not letting the police, I don't know what, for not letting police officers search his beverage. It's supposed to be a Fourth Amendment.
Amendment. Like we talked about.
He said it was a
segment.
Private beverage, so.
Yeah.
That's his persons and effects and houses and stuff. I mean, you know, it's all those things are covered under the Fourth Amendment. So he should be secure in that. This is a public event. He should be able to go there and have water in a container. I mean, they're serving water right there. It's not like there's.
Yeah, the counselors were drinking water.
Right. It's not like you're not allowed to have a beverage in this room. They have pitchers of water behind there. It's the container it's in. It's for acting suspiciously and strangely that that he has been arrested.
Well, if I was arrested for every time I acted strangely,
it just goes to show how they need to have control of the scenario. They're control freaks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they make themselves look silly with this stuff.
They do.
This was a violation of his some kind of bond he's out. So
yeah,
now
he's out on bail for trespassing at the jail. So they're taking him back to the jail.
So he's getting contempt, right?
Oh, the irony.
He's got some kind of contempt of court now, and the bail commissioner's on his way out to see whether or not they're going to let him go. But yeah, it's just ridiculous. All of this ridiculous. Hopefully he will be in by the end of the show, but there's no guarantee, certainly. I mean, you know, there's no guarantee at all that he will be in to fill us in as to what the outcomes are here. But say I'm frustrated by the activity of the politicians that are supposed to be there to protect and serve us today.
They're there to protect and serve, but I don't think they're there to protect and serve us.
Well, they're making that more and more clear every single day. Well, it is the show about your calls, so let's do that. Let's take a call. David in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Heard about Mark. Ian.
Yep.
Wow. I just think the people up there, they're self-important, and they're like, they just take things too seriously. I don't know.
They are certainly taking it seriously. It's very odd.
Being the smartass that I am, I had to say a little comment to the city manager as I left.
What was that comment and how'd that go?
Oh, thanks for stopping the meeting.
So the suggestion...
He gave me a sour look.
The suggestion is that activists wanted to stop the meeting. And,
well,
that
the
he
suggestion
right
is more
hands.
Or less... But, yeah, well, true, that's what happened. The suggestion was that he was the one who was actually being disruptive and stopped the meeting. You know?
Yeah. I guess it's true.
Yeah, but they're just, like having a drink. That's all.
But they're like, oh, we can enforce the law, and the cops will definitely come in our beck and call. So we're going to use that.
Well, yeah, the cops are employed by them. I mean,
yes, but which law are they enforcing? The one that says you can't drink water at the city council meeting, or the one that says you can't put water in brown bottles? Which one is that?
I think it's the one where we're the boss and we're going to do what we want.
Right. Well, it's the highest crime there is, and that crime is disobedience. They didn't tell the bureaucrats what was in the container, and that's what it all comes down to. They want that kind of control.
Yeah. I was going to ask about one other thing. Wasn't there, like, some activism that was going to be going on this morning at the court?
I couldn't
Wasn't
say.
Was it mentioned?
Nothing that I'm aware
guy,
of.
Didn't he mention it last night or something?
couldn't say. I'm sure that the activism is probably tracked and collated there on freekeen.com, but I don't pay much attention. I don't find myself out there doing most of the activism. If a friend ends up in court, sometimes I'll show up, but mostly I don't get involved.
The only activism I'm aware of that was planned for today, other than the city council drinking game, is a candlelight vigil for Rich Paul tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just was going to say that, and I really it's really disappointing in this these city councilor people, and it's just I don't know. I don't feel represented well
right,
by them at all.
It's frustrating having to pay for this.
Exactly.
David, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. So, Sean, we're talking about activism. I wanted to briefly touch on the don't worry, I'm not going to briefly touch on anything. I briefly touch on the kind of activism that you do. You do something here because, you know, the critique of many of the Free Keen type activists is these people are always causing trouble. Like people like Luther are always causing trouble.
Hey,
right?
No, yeah, that was one like time Luther. And she didn't press charges.
But you've got a bit of activism that you do that. In fact, makes friends. So tell me about it.
Yeah, I've been doing the Robin Hood activism here
yes.
in downtown Keene.
Great activism, I think.
Going around filling expired parking meters, which is actually quite a bit of fun and really frustrates the meter maids, especially if you can get walking in front of them. I've actually managed to stop and hold them up for a brief while because they wanted to go one direction and I went the other direction, so I immediately moved to follow them. Or more likely to lead them. So they turn and go the direction I was previously going, and we just stand there at a corner for a couple of minutes trying to decide which way she's going to go so I can...
Were there words exchanged, or was it just
There were words exchanged, and she said something to the effect of, "You're trying to prevent me from doing my job." Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
You're trying to prevent... I don't know. I mean, can she really make that claim that you're trying to prevent her from doing her job? No, you're here to check the meters, right? Check the meters.
Yeah, check the meters. I promise you, you can check all the meters you want.
It's your job to give people tickets?
I thought your job was to check the meters.
Right. I mean, clearly, we're only checking meters here. Wait a minute.
This is revenue collection.
That's exactly
not
what it is. And poor revenue collection, too. The parking scenario here always runs in the red. I don't know what it's like in other cities, but I suspect it's similar. But it's just not cost-effective to enforce parking.
And there are meters out there that take credit cards and sense whether a car is parked there or not. So you can just set those meters up. You swipe a credit card when you park, and it charges you until you move your car.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in about anything. But have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it is so easy that the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've gotten it and took the course, and I think it's a great one, and I think it's a real asset to anybody who wants to stop the progress of the growing state that's out there. It's about the only thing that one can do sort of on their own to you know, help stave off the growth of the government. All the talk in the world is about what's wrong with the system doesn't fix it. Going to court, it can. Jurisdictionary.com. So we were talking about the activism that was going on here in Keene this evening and Ian being thrown in the pokey, but at this point it doesn't seem like there's any new update on that, so... let's go on with story. Sean, do you have something you want to talk about, or shall I pull something out?
I had something here about a family in... Where is this? I do not see where the family's located, but they found a copy of a rare Superman comic book to save their house from foreclosure.
Oh, that's a fun story.
Ah, yes. Certainly better than talking more about Ian going to jail. That's getting depressing.
Rattle
happens
it off.
A lot. A quote here from the person, I guess, who owned the home. My partner basically had to explain to the bank, you'll have your money soon, Zerzolo said. We sent them information about our previous sales and what this could realize. In a statement released through Comic Connect, the owner of the prized comic book said the family was still a little shell-shocked after the unexpected find.
I imagine they are. What's the comic that they found?
It's a copy of Action Comics number 1.
That's the big
first
one.
First appearance of Superman.
That is the, the holy grail of
Superman comics.
Yep. What's the Amazing Stories 27 is Spider-Man, is that right?
Yep, Detective Comics 27 or 28, I think, was Batman.
27 or 28 is Batman. You're talking about these...
First appearance of the first major superhero and the first archetype for all of the superheroes to follow. I mean, Cape. You know, powers, spandex.
Superman. Superman is the most recognized superhero in the world. They've done studies on this. I think it's, I think it goes Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America. It's, at least that's how I recall it. Wonder Woman doesn't make the top four. Maybe she's number five. But he's the big one. He's the big one, and that is the first appearance.
He's Superman.
So tell me, is it?
And
is
I am Luther.
And I'm Captain Awesome.
That's right. For those who don't know, I call Sean here Captain Awesome.
Is it? What condition is it in? That's the next question.
The copy they found received a 5.0 very good fine rating on a scale of 1 to 10. And according to ComicConnect.com, could sell for up to $250,000 when it goes for auction. And it'll be on auction from August 27th through September 17th.
It's a really a good luck story there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What condition was it again? I'm sorry, one more time.
5.0 out of 10.
5.0 out of 10. That's pretty good considering how old that comic is.
Yes.
We're talking about the 1930s, I want to say.
It's golden age.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's definitely a very old one.
He's been around long enough to fight Hitler, so.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
He didn't fight Hitler like Captain America fights Hitler, though.
Yeah.
Well, nobody does. There's apparently been a real boom in the comic book collection industry during the recession.
Is that so? Okay.
That's what it says here.
Because I've been cutting back on buying comic books, so.
Yes, but apparently the collectors realized that everybody who has been storing these comic books in their attic needs money. And is selling them off.
That does make a certain amount of sense.
There was a sale.
If you're in the market for a Action Comics number one, then you don't care about money that much.
Right.
I mean, not really.
It's not an issue for you. You're not.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Right. Your mortgage payments, not such a big deal.
Yeah. If you're dropping $250,000 on a comic book, which is what? A dozen pages, maybe two dozen pages?
It's about 32. 32
pages? Okay.
Yeah. Of images, then there's also advertisement.
Sometimes, yeah.
Which originally sold for a dime, maybe?
Yeah, this one's probably 5 cents.
5 cents, probably, back then, yeah.
Anyway, there was one sold in the spring of 2009 for $317,200, which at the time was a record.
I could certainly use that kind of money.
I certainly could, too.
This is pretty much going to save just about any home from foreclosure. $250,000, that's going to pretty much do it for most, just about any home.
Yeah.
There's probably a home in foreclosure somewhere in America right now where $250,000 wouldn't be enough to save it out of foreclosure, but...
$250,000 would get them caught up on their mortgage payments.
There's probably a home somewhere, but the 99% of homes in foreclosures right now plus this
would
is going to
be
do
fine.
It. Yeah,
if you did that.
This is great for these people.
It is.
Any other important quotes?
No, but there are copies of Action Comic number 1, which is the same first edition of Superman, that have sold for $1 to $1.5 million.
Yeah,
earlier this year. But I'm assuming those are ones in perfect mint condition.
They're probably
not
even
been read yet.
They're probably in great condition. No oil destruction from fingertips touching them. Probably they're in a plastic case opposed to just like a bag and board or by themselves.
Oh, I imagine,
Yeah, they haven't been exposed to...
the acidity that comes in the bags.
And air and humidity, that kind of stuff. That's got to be a pristine comic book, you know, something somebody's cared about since... The 50s or 60s.
You know, I worked in the comic book store when I was growing up, and I just never quite understood the way that some people cared for comics. It just, you know, the The joy in the comic is
reading it
yes. For me. And some people really were into this collecting thing. You know, they would carry them around. Look, I loaded these things on the shelves. I know how they were treated. They would carry them around as if they were plutonium, and they needed to be cared for dramatically. Now, many comic stores have moved to bagging and boarding them from the get go, and you can buy them that way.
Some don't, and they charge you extra, and that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
I know the local store.
But I'm actually like that with my comics, and I kind of yelled at Dale and Josh, both of who have co-hosted on this show, about touching my comic books the wrong way.
Well, yeah, there are people that treat them poorly. I had an Avengers number one, which is a 1960s comic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call Silver Age, and it retailed for 12 cents, I believe, one of those. And I... When I was younger, and a friend of my mother's wanted to see it, so I took it out of the bag. And this is, this comic had been around, right? It's,
yeah.
It's older, and I didn't like the way she handled it. I'm like, immediately wanted to get that thing back from her.
Yeah, was she bending it back upon itself?
And... Yeah, just was just kind of flipping it too quickly and things like that. I just didn't like the way she was handling it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, yeah, there's your uplifting story for the evening. Let's go on to talking about the cops helping people.
That happens?
Sure. Here in Spring Hill, this is from TBO.com. That's Tampa Bay Online. I believe it's News Channel 10 out of Tampa, till I lived there at one point. Spring Hill. A Hernando County Sheriff's deputy is out of the hospital this morning after he was shot entering the home of a suspect Monday night. Suspect. Notice what they say here. So this is the first thing that people are going to read. As the story progresses, they're going to read less and less. The sheriff's SWAT team members returned fire, killed the suspect whose name wasn't released. Deputy Lance Oregon, who entered the home with a SWAT team unit, was shot once and received a non-life-threatening wound, said Sergeant Donna Black, the sheriff's office spokes bureaucrat. Oregon was taken to Spring Hill Regional Hospital, where he's treated and released. He's 31 years old. He's been a cop since 2002. I'm going to tell you exactly what this suspect did that these cops were here to help. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news. Newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about what you want to talk about. What I teased earlier here in the program was a story about, last segment before we came back from the break there, was a story about the police officers here helping a man. He's dead now, but... check out the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. Never have heard any of these terms prior to...
Flimflams, fiddle faddles, knickknacks.
Knickknacks, wazzy booms.
You can tell we don't know what these things are.
An optical transceiver? This is probably the place to get it. I've looked at their prices. They do seem to be up to 99% off of list price. I don't know what an optical transceiver is. I'm sure that I use one every day through, using the internet and buying services from someone else.
Right.
But as I understand, this is for, big companies and IT guys. But for you folks who don't have aren't an IT guy and make these big decisions, they also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. And you can support Memory Dealers, who supports Free Talk Live in that manner. And thanks to Roger for that. Great folks over there. So going on with the story here from TBO.com, apparently a deputy was shot, and he is it's non-life-threatening. And they're telling by a suspect is what they're calling him. And I want to continue the story. Now, that as these stories are read, it's always the, the first few articles that people, the first few paragraphs of an article that people read. That's generally how they go about reading it. People consume news in that manner. So as it goes down here, the facts kind of change a little bit. About 5 p.m. Monday, deputies responded to a house at Joyner Avenue to check on the welfare of a person. When they arrived, no one answered the door. Deputies talked to neighbors who said they hadn't seen the individual in weeks. I had a house in Florida that didn't visit for weeks on end.
Right.
Because I, lived part-time in New Hampshire, actually the whole time, and rarely went there and still was trying to sell the house at the time. But, they could have this could have happened to me, right?
Or, right.
Except
right.
I wouldn't have been there.
Right. I'll go away for lengths of time for work. I mean, it's not that uncommon.
Deputies entered the house because they were concerned.
Concerned?
So there's a welfare call, and they don't say how they got that, how that came about. Maybe somebody said, you know, I haven't seen from heard anything from this fella, because they don't give his name, in weeks. The suspect is what they refer to him as. But
did they try going and knocking on his door?
They did knock on the door, and they got no answer. So they were concerned. They wanted to find out. So they busted the door in or something. They got in the house. They entered the house because they were concerned, and when they entered, someone inside the house shot at them.
Well, if I were in my house and somebody busted the door down,
I don't know if it's busted. I'm not willing to say that. I'm going to retract that busting.
Well, didn't you say it was a SWAT team earlier?
I will tell you about the SWAT team in a moment.
Okay.
We're now starting the story essentially from the very beginning. They started it from the end with a sheriff's deputy is out of the hospital this morning after he was shot.
Right.
So now we're getting to the beginning of the story. And the beginning is there was a welfare call. They decided to enter the house, and upon entering the house, they were shot at. Now, I suspect what you're dealing with is a person who's, you know, gone a little crazy, right? They haven't been outside in a while, gotten yeah. paranoid, got a gun with them. But, you know, it's kind of the self-fulfilling prophecy. You get paranoid, and then the cops show up. So what you're paranoid of happens, and you shoot at them. So what you're paranoid of further happens further. You know, it just keeps on
right.
Going on. And I'm not saying that this person made the right decisions. However, if somebody's entering your house without your permission, who do you get to shoot in this world? I'm not saying that shooting's a good idea, but people that are entering the house that you feel are a threat to you?
I'm certainly going to make sure my shotgun's loaded.
Yeah, I don't think that this is a good choice. If the cops enter your home, you should ask them to leave or whatever. You know, just popping off rounds at them is a good way to end up like this fella did.
Yes, but anyone can yell police, and I have a shiny badge on my chest right now.
Yes, you are wearing a shiny badge, as a matter of fact. It even has a badge number. It's nice of you to display one. Is that a significant number? Or
It's whatever came on the set with the toy gun and the toy nightstick.
Gotcha. So, but, you know, in this case, you've got a person who's paranoid. It's not against the law to be crazy.
No.
I mean, I may be crazy. How do we even know? What is crazy?
It's a minority of one.
Right. So this guy's a little nuts. He probably is feeling threatened. I would assume that when the cops knocked on the door and said, police, that he's, you know, thinking, oh, boy, they're out to get me. Who knows what he's thinking? Maybe he thinks that the police are a puppet of evil politicians who wish to rule the world and take away our freedoms. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of crazy thing this man's thinking, right? And so that he feels threatened by the police coming into the house and decides to pop a couple of rounds off, or at least one round off at them. So deputies retreated and asked for assistance from the sheriff's SWAT team. Oh, this is it's a cop-gasm now. You know, I mean, oh boy, time for the SWAT team.
We used to use these special guns and
yeah,
all this
you know,
fun
they
stuff.
Put all this money into these toys. They got to be able to use them at some point.
Now he's a bad guy. He's shot at police officers. It doesn't matter why. Okay?
To them, it doesn't.
These cops could be raping your daughter on the front lawn, all right? And if you're shooting at a police officer, it is a death sentence.
Yes.
Yeah. Either by the cops when they try to take you into custody or you'll have an unfortunate accident.
Yeah. I think the raping on the front lawn is probably somewhat hyperbolic, but they could be beating your daughter on the front lawn, and if you shoot at them, you're sure going to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deputies retreated and asked for assistance from the SWAT team. The sheriff's negotiator was brought into the scene but failed to make contact with the suspect. No big deal. We know how to take care of this. At 8:45 p.m., the officers shot chemical agents into the home. At 9 p.m., SWAT team members entered the home. The suspect shot at the officers and wounded Oregon. Black said SWAT team officers returned fire, killing the suspect.
Wait, they used chemical agents?
Yes.
As I like recall, chemical agents are classified as a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, I would have liked to have seen the chemical agents be successful in this instance. Apparently, that's not the case. Who knows what's going on with this guy, right?
Yeah.
But it's his house. People entered his house that he felt threatened, by whom he felt threatened, without his permission. He fired at them. I'm not saying it's a good tactic or anything like that, but then...
No, I'm saying it's going to end your chances of achieving liberty in your lifetime pretty shortly.
Yeah. He did achieve liberty. He is now free from the tyranny of the state.
Yes, but not in the way he wants.
No. I don't know what he wanted. He got what his actions would result in.
Oh, yes.
You know, these welfare checks, how many stories are we going to read like this? These welfare checks where the cops are sent in to check on somebody who, you know, has a mental health issue going on or whatever, and they kill them.
I've gotten to the point where you guys start reading a story about a police are performing a welfare check. I say, well, here's another dead one.
There's another dead one. And you know, this is a welfare check. Why do they call them welfare checks? Why don't they call them instigating crazy people?
Yeah, it's pretty much. I mean, they're kind of sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. I mean, I don't advocate shooting at cops, but
you know, the people that would look at this from the other side, what they might say is, look, this guy was bananas, and he had a gun. He might have, at some point in the future, and this is all speculation, right? They just make these stories up in their mind. He might have, gone on a shooting rampage and killed innocent people, not police officers with whom we pay to get to catch bullets, but innocent people. And it was best that it was handled like this. You know, and you just don't know. You can't make the judgment before it happens. This guy could have, his mom might have come and got him some mental health help, and he would have been fine in a couple of weeks. We don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. He might have, and this would have been tragic as well. He might have gone further crazy and offed himself with that gun.
Yeah.
But in that case, at least it would have been his own choice.
Right. I think that it is your right to end your life. If it's your life, you own it, and if you own it, then you should be able to end it. However, it being taken from you is the most valuable thing that one can take from you, and that's it's a high crime. However, I don't have a lot of answers for how this should be happen. I just think the cops should stop helping people in this way. Please stop helping them.
Yes, seriously, please don't help me that way.
Please stop helping me.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. That's the SACL CAI line. I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.